Part one, relationship empathy, a vital ingredient for lasting partnerships. Hi, my name is Deborah Neal. In a meeting with a young couple for the very first time, I asked, tell me what brought you here today? Well, we are arguing more frequently. Sometimes a single argument has gone on for 6 hours and it really gets ugly. The bad in this relationship is starting to outlast the good. I hear this frequently from many couples that I've spoken with. Ideally, each can relate to a situation where a seemingly mundane conversation in 1 minute turns into a full-fledged argument at its worst. In that it may lead to name-calling, yelling, cursing, and or saying incendiary things that are designed to hurt your partner. Each conflict can result in further disconnect, resentment, and tension, and yet the matter is still unresolved. The couple now feels powerless over the feelings and the negative cycle continues. Having strategies and methods to interrupt the negativity, the tension, the chronic conflict and animosity are critical. Taking the edge off the downward argumentative spiral is a must for the couples that are serious about making their love last. What is empathy? Romik Kusnarek defines empathy as the art of imaginatively stepping into another person's shoes, understanding their feelings or perspectives, and using that understanding to guide your actions. The internet definition describes empathy as the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. For example, my partner seems to be changing, and I've let John know that he is starting to show how hard it is for me to start trusting again, because he's actually listening for the first time. Empathy is an essential and necessary ingredient to a long-lasting, successful partnership. According to Dr. Miller, author of the book Loving Kindness, there are researched components of what loving kindness in a relationship is, and empathy is defined there. And he says it's commonly compared to sympathy, but empathy is much more. It has at least two important elements. Here in part one of this blog series, we will discuss the first element. This element of empathy is internal and motivational, he says. It's a desire to understand someone else's perspective and experience, and that people will vary in their desire to understand their partner's perspective. Motivation is everything. For the football fan, the motivation and the desire to watch their preferred team in action wins increases as the season increases, as the motivation to other things, to do other things, dramatically drops. It's been said that couples argue about the same issues again and again. Core issues rarely get resolved or better negotiated. Examples of the consequences of deep resentment and argument include infidelity, broken trust, parenting, finances, money management, and blended families. These can be symptomatic of unresolved arguments that grow over time. If ignored or not dealt with, arguments will grow into a negative momentum, like the emotional up and down roller coaster, or like a rat on a wheel. The couple can run themselves ragged, running in place, metaphorically and miserably and unconsciously toward an unknown goal. How do you cultivate empathy in your relationship? First, let's build awareness. Ask the following: what do I already know about empathy? Given the quality stated above, how well or poorly am I at expressing empathy? Ask yourself, how motivated have I been to deeply understand my partner's emotions and ideas about, for example, it could be X, Y, or Z, like better managing money or doing their fair share of the household chores. Then we can cultivate empathy by understanding and practicing this particular element. Think of the last conflict or argument with your partner. How well did you listen to understand and not respond at all? So just focus on now and moving forward, the next opportunity, just listening to your partner. Then reflect back to your partner some or all of the words that they have used. For example, what I heard you say was that you only trust me 30% of the time and that it's hard for you to believe that I'm really telling you the truth. Now, put yourself in your partner's shoes and guess what your partner might be feeling. Be curious with yourselves. What are their underlying fears and concerns? Listen closely, reflect back, and imagine how your partner feels. As a partner who wants to make your love last, be willing, open, and ready to consider your partner's perspective. Now, stay tuned for part two of Relationship Empathy.